here live from your neighborhood. It's the attorney Tom Gannon, Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
I am very excited to be sitting down with Superintendent Mike Testani because Mike and I got connected years ago on this show, but I have never met you in person. I've seen your picture, obviously, but I'm glad that we're finally meeting and sitting across from each other, Mike. Good morning.
Me too. I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
I mean, I may now require you to do studio visits once in a while.
Absolutely. Anything for you, Melissa.
He says that now, but I think it's because I'm sitting right in front of him. No, I'm just kidding. I'm very glad to be chatting with you. Obviously, education, a huge priority on WICC. We try to cover local educational stories all the time, Fairfield being one of our biggest districts that we try to follow as well. What would you say after this past year? We know, for example, teacher shortages. There's a huge focus on mental health in schools. How do you think Fairfield is faring? How did this last year go?
I think it went very well. We have an incredible staff of people that work collectively on the benefit of students and families. I think they come to work every day with the desire to have an impact on student lives. We did really well. We've struggled a little bit, just like other districts, in certain areas of staffing. But overall, I think we've done exceptionally well in recruiting and retaining high-quality teachers, custodians, secretary, across the gamut. So I'm really pleased at how the year went, and I'm looking forward to the upcoming school year.
So it's interesting. I was born in Stamford, but we moved in 1996 to Fairfield because my brother's on the autism spectrum. And Fairfield was, like, at the time in the 90s, the gold standard for getting services to these students all the way through to high school. Do you believe Fairfield is still, known in the state for really helping kids with special education needs?
Absolutely. We've developed and we continue to grow programs to keep kids in district. It's one of my main focuses is to continue to do that, to make sure that kids can stay in schools with their peers close to home and not have to be shipped off, as you see in many cases you're reading in the paper lately of these out-of-district placements where we really don't know how great the level of care is at those facilities. So we continue to grow programs. It's part of our long-term facilities planning is to make sure that we have enough space to house these programs, to include more pre-K programs. So it's a challenge, but the Board of Education is really looking forward to the future to creating spaces so that we can have enough opportunities for kids to stay right here in Fairfield and stay with their peers and be educated by the best teachers in the state of Connecticut.
How are you guys doing? I meant to ask. It's probably very distracting. just saw the bluefish walk by. It's totally fine. Yeah, it's the diner tour. You never know what you're going to see. How are you doing with paraprofessional numbers in Fairfield?
Very good. Actually, we did some interviews yesterday. We have a few vacancies on the paraprofessional end to fill, but we had some really good candidates. And speaking to the committee that did the interviews yesterday, they were very optimistic that we're going to have full staff by the end of the week. And hopefully that continues before the start of the school year. We don't have anyone drop off, but really talented group of folks that they interviewed yesterday. Really optimistic that we're going to be able to put them in classrooms and care for our most vulnerable students.
What do you think makes the difference in Fairfield Public Schools? As I mentioned, up until high school, I went to Laurelton, but I went through the public school district, from first grade on. And I was just texting yesterday some of my grade school teachers at North Stratfield Elementary School. Still my favorite school I've ever been to in my entire life, including college. I just love North Stratfield. What do you think makes the difference? Why do you think teachers love being in this district, love, the students? And some of these teachers, like North Stratfield, these are teachers who are there 30, 40 years. It's unbelievable.
I think the overall commitment from the town of Fairfield, the entire community to education, is impressive. I live in Fairfield. I've lived in Fairfield, but there is something for every child in the town of Fairfield through not only the Board of Education, but Parks and Rec and other organizations. They provide every opportunity for kids to get involved, find something that interests them so they can thrive. So I think that commitment from the entire school community, the entire Fairfield community toward education really makes this a special place.
What are some goals you have for the upcoming school year?
Well, again, we are continuing to make sure that we have the best teachers, highly trained in classrooms to support kids in their learning. We're rolling out our new literacy curriculum this year, and we've done a lot of work over the last year in preparation for that. A lot of hard work from our teachers in creating a curriculum that is robust, that'll serve all the kids in Fairfield. And just to continue to work, as you mentioned, just to support kids through some of the mental health challenges that a lot of kids are facing, just the enormous pressure to be successful, that we're hoping that we can calm the temperature a little bit and just let kids be kids.
So this was totally off the cuff, Mike. I didn't prep you for this one because it came up at 3:30 this morning. So I get up, I'm getting ready to go, and I check my car, and the check engine light comes on. Now, I know there's nothing wrong because I just got my car's emission done literally a couple days ago. But I say to my friend AJ, who's on Jazz and AJ, our sister station, I say, come down and check my car. Anyways, he comes down, he looks, he's like, I think this is not a big deal. You're going to be fine. But I say to him, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry that I don't know the basics about cars. My dad wasn't a car guy. My brothers weren't either. But I was saying to him, how do you know so much? I know he loves cars, but he goes, yeah, I learned about it in auto shop when I was in middle school. And I said, well, we had a woodworking shop and we had home ec and things like that. What do you think about adding auto shop to the public school district in Fairfield?
We do have auto.
When? What? Did you guys add that after I was done?
I'm sure they did after.
Son of a gun, I tell you.
I think
I needed that.
Those are the programs that I think that sometimes are overlooked. They're extremely important. They serve a group of kids that may have an interest in, as you said, in auto, in woodworking, in electrical.
I feel like if you own a car, you should know how to change a tire, how to check your engine. Like, you should know how to do those
Everyone
things.
Will get that moment in their lives where they're on the side of the road with
a flat tire
and AAA is not coming fast.
Right.
And you should know how to change a tire.
Same thing, though, with financial literacy. And I know that's something that's now a requirement before you graduate high school. But
yes.
What do you I think it's like one class now. But something that I was talking to a financial advisor on our show about was having financial literacy as early as like the elementary age, you know, like kids learning how to save money and prioritize it and stuff. What do you think about adding more of that?
I think it's extremely critical.
Right?
Especially in today's world where it's a complicated world. Things cost so much, and being prepared for later on in life is important. And with rising costs of things like college education, I think everyone needs to know how to prepare well in advance. You know, you hear a lot of parents talk about the cost of college when their child's in high school and they haven't begun to save and they don't know how they're going to pay for college.
Mm.
And that's a frightening thought.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've come across students over the years that were unable to attend college because there just wasn't enough money in the family to be able to provide an opportunity for them. So I think it's important that people understand how to use money and how to be financially healthy.
Well, I think it's really neat that you also are willing to, if we need to add to curriculum, change it kind of with the times. I think that's a really big thing, and it starts with the leadership at the top. And so, Mike Desani, I want to thank you so much for what you do as the superintendent
in
Fairfield.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Maybe we shouldn't wait another 5 years before I see you in person.
Absolutely.
Let's try that.
Absolutely.
We'll give that a shot. Thank you so much for being part of our diner tour.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, absolutely. Yes, you enjoy your coffee. You are out of the hot seat. So there
you go.
That wasn't so bad.
No, that was great.
There you go.
All right.
I can't promise it's good. No, I'm just joking. It'll be fine. Next time around, it'll be just as good. Just
great.
In the studio.
Sure.
I don't have windows to the outside world, though. I will warn you about that now.
I don't always either in my career, so
okay.
I'm lucky to have them now.
Perfect. Mike Desani, thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
We appreciate it.